I'm Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Oh dear, I really want to go upstate.
Well, I gotta put some gas in the car, you know they're still rationing down here.
Oh, honey, I want to go up and see the 20-somethings upstate. They can't get jobs and they're not washed. I'm going to bring a washcloth and a bit of my favorite lavender soap.
Oh, I love that lavender soap, honey. It really smells delicious on you.
Oh, think of how it will smell on the 20-somethings. They are so cute when they're sleeping in their cars.
Battlefield Earth. Every Tuesday night from 9:30 to midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Mashuda, and I'm 16, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm 16. I'm also from Hudson. I am Fahim. I am 13 years old, and I'm also from Atsi.
And we're here every week from 3:30 to 4 talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we sometimes hate.
You're not feeling as strongly about the hate this week. But yeah, we mostly talk about books, and mostly ones that we love. Sometimes ones that we're okay with. Sometimes ones we really don't like. Mm-hmm. But mostly ones we like or love. Books, though. And sometimes some other things.
Yeah.
Like shows, movies, mm-hmm. poems, that sort of thing. We have a poem we're going to share today, I think. Mm-hmm. Great. Fahim. I have to get it for him. Ooh, here we go. Do I pass over the mic?
This poem is called Remembering Summer by W.S. Marwin. Being too warm, the old lady said to me. It's better than being too cold, I think now. In between is the best because you never give it a thaw, but it goes by too fast. I remember the winter, how cold it got. I could never get warm wherever I was. But I don't remember the summer heat like that. Only the long days, the breathing of the trees. The evenings with the hens still talking in the lane. And the light getting longer in the valley. The sound of a bell from down there somewhere. I can sit here now, still listening to it.
Ooh. Cool. So what do you think?
It's a very interesting poem.
Yeah, I forget the part that I really like was, what was it? I don't remember the summer heat like that. Only the long days, the breathing of the trees. I like that part, the breathing of the trees.
We have to disagree. I prefer being too cold to being
too
hot.
What about you all? Do you prefer summer heat or winter cold?
Medium for me.
Well, if you... Me too. I also prefer medium.
Nice medium.
I love spring
weather.
And fall. But if you could... Which do you find more rough? Getting warm in winter or staying cool in summer? Or dealing with the cold versus dealing with the heat?
Summer.
Summer's better?
Yeah.
So you prefer winter, Amelia?
Yeah.
So Mashuda, summer. What about you, Fahim? Is it harder to cool off in the summer or deal with the heat? Or is it easier to deal with the cold and warm up?
What does fire plus ice equal?
Huh?
What does fire plus ice equal?
Fire plus ice?
Air?
I guess water. It depends on... It would be water, yeah. And then eventually it would evaporate.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's your favorite? Okay. Fire and ice. I, too, prefer the cold, because I'm better at warming up than I am at cooling down. True story. But I liked this poem.
I like weather where it's, like, cool enough to wear long sleeves, mm-hmm. but not so cold that you have to wear a jacket.
Yep.
So autumn is my favorite season because...
And we're almost there.
Weather, and because Halloween is in autumn, mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Yeah. But yeah, I saw this... poem on a subway car in New York City this weekend, or this past week, and so I took note of it because I thought it was a nice poem, even though I don't agree with the old lady who spoke to W.S. Merwin, or at least who he wrote about speaking with. Do you think he really spoke to somebody, or do you think he just made this whole encounter up?
I don't know.
I think he made it.
You might spoke to a ghost.
Ooh, the ghost that loves summer. Cool. Well, I actually read a book that's set during summer, during a stifling hot summer, which I talked briefly about when I was saying that I was going to read it, but I hadn't read it yet. So I thought I would talk about it now that I have read it. It's called Burn, Baby, Burn, and it's by Meg Benita, who wrote one of the books that... we're reading for Battle of the Books this year, Yaqui Delgado. And it's set in the summer of 1977 in New York City, which is a year where there was, like, it was really, really hot out. They ended up having a blackout, so they lost all their power at one point. There was also a serial killer named Son of Sam who was targeting people seemingly at random, though he seemed to primarily target younger people and often couples. And then there's also like arsons going on in the city during the summer. So it's an intense time in the city. And our main character, Nora Lopez, is a 17-year-old who's, you know, spending her summer, you know, not in school. She's got a job at a deli, and she's starting to have a crush on a young man at work. But she's also dealing with some stuff at home. Her brother's kind of getting worse and worse. He's, like, sometimes violent, and she has some fear around him for various reasons. And her mom doesn't seem to really do anything about it. And so it's kind of just about her summer dealing with her family issues and her boy crush, but mixed in with the setting of, you know, it's a stifling hot summer, and there's, like, this fear around, like, am I safe out on the street? And it was interesting having it. It was, like, a strong sense of place and fear in terms of, like, it's really hot out, there's no power, so your fans aren't running. So, of course, what you would do is go and sit outside to cool down, but then not feeling safe outside because there's a killer, like, out there that, even though it's a big city, you know, you never know. So it was really interesting.
I have two questions.
Uh-huh. See if I can answer them.
Is the boy she has a crush on the serial killer?
No.
Does she find out?
I don't remember. I can't remember if the serial killer is caught in the book or not. It's sort of I feel like the, like, having it, especially because we've read books like I Hunt Killers, which I know we've all read by Barry Liga. Okay. I feel like the Son of Sam character is more, it's just like in the background. So it's something that's affecting her life just because she has some fear around it, but it's not like that she's a direct, but, you know, it's not like he gets anybody that's related to her or her. So it's not like a thriller so much as a, it reads kind of like a contemporary fiction, realistic fiction novel, except it's actually historical fiction because it's set in the 70s. You know, there's no cell phones back then, sort of thing. But yeah, it's really good. And then I was visiting with family this past week and heard a story about how back in the day in the city, when it was really hot, they would all just, like, go down to the park and sleep in the park because it was, like, a cool place where they could get some fresh air. Can you imagine that happening today? Like, people choosing to sleep in the park? Not, you know, obviously some people probably sleep there because they don't have another option, but, like, their family would just go and sleep in the park. Different times. I think in this book they talk about sleeping on the fire escape as, like, an option for cooling down, because then you're outside, you get the breeze. Doesn't seem very comfortable though.
Yeah, fire escape is made of metal. That doesn't seem like it'd be the most, like, optimal solution in for too hot weather.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to let it cool down.
You can barely touch a seatbelt buckle during summer here. Mm-hmm.
You can go to the ceiling, like, and cool down.
Mm. Ceiling.
Like the roof?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
She's levitating on the ceiling.
Yeah, I had the image in my mind, too, that she was just upside down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Fresh air.
But hot air travels up, so. Mm.
Yeah.
But then you have air conditioning, so I guess you just gotta lay on the ground.
Hope for the best.
So they have air conditioning in the book, or they have no other
place? If they did, they didn't talk about it, so I don't remember when that became common in the U.S. But oftentimes when there are blackouts, it's because everybody's using, like, so much air conditioning and so many fans.
There was a blackout around here a few years ago. I think it happened, like, during the very beginning of school, and we all had to be sent home because there's no power.
Yeah.
And I love how there's, like, this was around the time when they were kind of really hammering the rule into our heads, no cell phones, even though they kind of forget about that rule by the time we hit high school. But within, like, 2 seconds, there are, like, probably a million cell phone lights out shining the way in the halls. cell phones saved the day that day.
Yeah, so. Shout out to cell phones. They come in handy sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think Mashuda also has a historic fiction book. Yeah. I forget what year that one's set in.
I don't know. I don't know what year specifically.
But it's Dead End in Norabelt by Jack Yantos, who was here for the book fest.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we got to interview him on the show, this one.
Oh. So, I read a book a while ago. It's Dead End in Norveld by Jack Gendos. It's about a guy named Jack who plans on going on a vacation, but he can't because his parents grounded him for his entire life.
Isn't that because he shoots a BB gun into something? Or yeah, I forget. Yeah, I read this a long time ago.
Similar like that, and
he's grounded for life.
Yeah, and so, but then his mother tells him to help out the neighbor, which brings out a lot of adventure and kind of a deadly grounded situation. But he would often just sit around in home, be bored since he's grounded, but he's sort of excited but about going to the neighbor and I don't know,
It's like a punishment that he has to do it, but it's also interesting.
Yeah.
And I forget, is he typing up obituaries? Is that what he does with the neighbor? I can't remember. It's been a while.
I don't know. But I had read it a while ago, too.
Mm-hmm. But Jack Antos is a great writer.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Lots of characters. He was even fun to... When we were interviewing him and a group of other authors, and he was taking notes while the others were talking, because he had ideas for stories to share that had to do with their ideas. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, typing obituaries filled with stories about the people who founded his utopian town. Yeah, it's cool. It says, as one obituary leads to another, Jack is launched on a strange adventure involving molten wax, Eleanor Roosevelt, twisted promises, a homemade airplane, Girl Scout cookies, a man on a trike, a dancing plague, voices from the past, Hell's Angels, and possibly murder.
Oh, I think Girl Scout cookies, though.
I like that you're most interested in Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I kind of picked up the mono of ooh, things I can eat.
Yep.
Molten wax isn't very delicious, but mm-hmm. Girl Scout cookies are.
Yeah, and this doesn't say when it's set either. I think 1960s.
I think it was the murder of the motorcycle gang.
Hell's Angels.
Yeah. I think
I watched a documentary about them a really long time ago, but I was really little, so I don't think I could really convey anything that I was hearing about. I think I was just people on motorcycles. Okay.
Cool. Awesome.
I'll have to try and find it again someday, because now that I'm older, I think I'd probably find that really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just noise to me when I was little.
Probably did have some noise in it. Motorcycle noise?
Oh, yeah, probably.
And some rock music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Amelia, did you have something you want to talk about?
Well, I'm still reading We Are the Ants. Next, I'm going to read Splendors and Glooms, which was one of the book battle books from last year.
Which one?
Splendors and Glooms.
Ah.
My dad read it and said it's very, very good.
Oh, yeah,
he really likes it.
I think that was from middle grade battles, maybe 2 years ago. Do you want to talk about the movie you saw?
Oh, I did see a movie, yes.
That's literary.
It's literary.
Literally.
I saw Christopher Robin yesterday, and it was awesome. It was so adorable.
It looked really cute. So it's a live action.
It is live action
story.
Yeah.
And it's about Christopher Robin's childhood.
About Christopher Robin as an adult going back to the Hundred Acre Wood.
Ah.
It's cute. It's really adorable.
Wasn't there another... I feel like there was another...
There was another Christopher Robin movie coming out about the actual author and how he based the stories off of his son, whose name was Christopher Robin, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And it talks about, like, I think it, like, talks about the repercussions about the little boy after these books become so popular, how he's kind of just thrust into fame and he's just a little kid. But I haven't seen as many trailers for that as the Disney one, obviously.
Yeah, I kind of think it maybe already came out and just didn't have much
buzz. Might have. I'm not sure,
because
I remember seeing a trailer for it a really long time ago, but then I saw it once and never saw it again.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when something... It's weird when there's, like, two movies that come out in a short period of time, and I feel like there was a couple books about the bear Winnie the Pooh, like the bear that Winnie the Pooh was named after, and that story. They came out around the same time, and they were both like acclaimed books, but it's like, how many Winnie the Pooh books do you need?
I don't know.
Well, you need a lot of Winnie the Pooh books, but how many books about the naming of Winnie the Pooh do you need?
There's another movie that we saw a trailer for that's also based off a book called The House with the Clock in the Walls or something like that. It's about, from what I'm going off the trailer for this, because I didn't even know what this book was before I saw the trailer for it. But I guess I think it's about like warlocks and magic and all that stuff. And then there's a clock that's like slowly counting down to something because the person who used to like own the house is an evil wizard and put the clock there. They don't know what's going to happen when the clock ticks down to... one.
Scary.
It looks very interesting. Also, there's another Goosebumps movie coming out, and I can't wait. But I don't think Jack Black is in this one.
I didn't see the first one. Was it good?
The first one was pretty good. Even my dad thought it was pretty funny. And I like the old, I have like old DVDs of the TV show that... So, that was pretty
I didn't
cool.
watch that one. I feel like when I was a kid, there was a different R.L. Stine series that was called Fear Street. And that was the street that, or not the street, those were the, like, horror books that we read in.
Was
sort
it
of
a
middle
series?
School.
Because
they were different characters in different stories.
I never read the series, Fear Street, but I picked up one book that was, like, a prequel to the Fear Street series before I knew it was, like, a series. I thought these prequel books were just a standalone thing that I would read, and that might explain why I didn't understand anything that was happening in the prequel. So now I need to figure out what the series is about, because I didn't know it existed.
Well, my recollection was that they were basic, most of them were standalone books.
Yeah.
Every once in a while there'd be like The Babysitter and The Babysitter 2, and I don't even remember if they were the same characters or not. But it wasn't a series in the sense that there's like a story arc that goes through all of them. It was just more like scary things that happen to young people.
And I got rid of all my Goosebumps books. I need to read them again. I need to borrow them, maybe from the library sometime. Because they were fun. They were fun to read. I had a ton of them.
You guys don't get scared?
Not really. Those are like the original books I started borrowing from the library. Like even when I was back in front of the John L. Edwards School, that was always the section I'd go for, the Goosebumps.
Yeah, I don't usually get scared by books. The closest I got to being scared was this book called Long Lankin, which I read maybe 5 years ago, something like that. And it was, I don't know how much I was scared by the story versus the fact that I was reading the story while I was traveling, so I was in, like, unfamiliar places. So sort of, I don't know, I think that added to it. I think if I'd read it at home, I wouldn't have been scared. But it was creepy. People want a creepy book. Long Lankin. It's a teen book or teen middle grade.
Yeah, I don't
Might
like
be a little scary that. For middle grade, but the characters are younger, so it reads a little bit like middle grade.
Like, horror stories involving technology, like freaky phone calls or like mysterious emails, are the ones that freak me out the
freaky
most.
Freaky phone calls.
Like, yeah, like, I know. But like, horror stories, and I know this wasn't a book originally, but, like, The Ring is pretty freaky because it has to do with the VHS and the phone calls. And it's just weird because you can't really avoid that.
What about you? Do you ever read scary stories?
I mean...
Well, I guess like, I know you have read at least one, because I hunt killers.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, that wasn't that scary, but I forgot the book name, which I had read when I was in junior high, and like my friends were forcing me because they were reading it too, and I don't remember the title.
Peer pressure.
And... And so I read it, but, like, that book had, like, so many descriptions. Like, it was so, like, they were describing what was happening in the haunted house, which was creepy.
Was it Welcome to Dark House? Because I remember that being very, very popular to the point where, like, I didn't even read it because it was always being taken out of. Yeah. That was pretty freaky for what I thought it was.
Was it about the haunted house?
It was about,
The haunted house where the...
It was about the girl who won the contest to go to like this haunted house that was designed by a movie director, and then it turns out that all their houses that they have to go into are based off their fears, and I think I remember this one part near the end of the book where it was like this girl who didn't like to look at herself, who had really low self-esteem, and she had to go through like a maze of mirrors, and I remember that like being weirdly like freaky for what I expected to be in like a junior high library.
Mm-hmm. So,
but I never read the sequels.
Hmm.
I think another book that was like really popular, so popular like you couldn't get it out of the library, was The Truth for a while. Mm-hmm. About the and I actually have that book now, but I think we're almost out of time. Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could briefly say what it's about.
It's about this boy who shot a man in self-defense who broke into his home, and but he no one knows the full story of why he actually shot the guy, or if the guy was actually armed. So the guy who was shot, the brother of the guy who was shot kidnaps the boy who shot him and is basically interrogating him, trying to figure out what really happened while like keeping him prisoner. And that's how the story goes. It was I guess a lot of people are freaked out by the plot twist at the end. My dad liked that one too. He read that one.
So what about you, Fahim? Do you ever read scary stories, and do you get scared?
Oh, did you guys read the book called 55 Stories, where it's based on the 50 states of America?
Oh my gosh. I know what you're talking about. I love that book. I still have that book. Yes, I have read that. They're all based off like true stories though too, like freaky things that have happened, and it goes state by state.
It's like the
haunted, the scary states of America or something like that.
Did you guys read it when we were in sixth grade?
I read it when I was really little.
Yeah, I remember.
I read it in fourth grade.
Okay.
I did not read that book.
50 states, yeah.
Which one? I wonder
what happened
story?
In New York.
I like the story about the cows that got abducted and the house that bleeds a lot. I don't know, those were my two favorite when I was younger, and I think they're still my two favorite today.
Is cow abduction that scary?
I guess it's more of what happened to the cows than, like, them being abducted.
Uh-oh.
Like,
they came back wrong.
They find the cows in, like, inexplicable, like, places, like, dead, like, in their house, and there's no way the cows could have gotten in the house.
I was like, I mean, I feel bad for the cows and, you know, for the farmers who are losing their friends or their well-being, source of well-being. But, I guess I'm not as scared about being abducted because I'm not a cow. True story. But anyways, we are about out of time, so we're going to hand it off to the afternoon show.
Okay.
But we'll be back next week at 3:30 to talk about some more books.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope everyone out there has a great week. Send us lots of good vibes for the Battle of the Books, which we're going to this Saturday. So we're going to battle it out, do some trivia battle.
Can't wait.
For some books we've been reading. So good luck, Team Hudson. Everybody have a great week. Read lots of good books and happy reading.
Bye. Bye.
You're my discretional sin. I feel you on me when I touch my skin. You got me hooked and you're reeling me in. And I look in your eyes, I'm on the edge. You're on my mind like a song that I can't escape. I don't know how many da-da-dums I can take. I need to know if you're feeling the same. Is it too late? But now it's hard to breathe.